More than 11,000 officials will be elected on Saturday, but like the midterms in this country, the vote will be seen as a referendum on the president, Tsai Ing-wen, and on her Democratic Progressive Party, which dominated these local elections 4 years ago, then swept into power 2 years later. In the last few weeks, President Tsai and the DPP have been able to play the China card. As president, Tsai has adopted a pragmatic position, but her DPP has historically supported independence. Its rival, the Kuomintang, is much more pro-Beijing. The KMT's formal position is called the Three No's: no unification, no independence, and no use of force. But in a speech this month, former KMT president Ma Ying-jeou revised that. No unification became not against unification. That change of terminology may have been a political gift to the DPP. Almost 50% of Taiwanese do not identify with either party, though, and the most closely watched election will be in Taipei, where independent Ko Wen-je is running for re-election as mayor. The former surgeon is noted for his adept use of social media and scorn for the established political parties, but he can't escape the big issue either. On a visit to the mainland, Mayor Ko used the phrase "as close as family" to describe the Taiwanese and Chinese, a phrase associated with Chinese President Xi Jinping. If Ko wins, as expected, he will be immediately seen as a major presidential candidate. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.